The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, voted unanimously this morning to support Hillsborough County's efforts to build light rail. TBARTA will back a referendum that could be placed on the 2010 ballot in Hillsborough to fund transit by increasing sales tax. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has been a leader in the effort to construct 4 light rail lines that will link downtown Tampa with the University of South Florida, Tampa International Airport, and beyond.
Today's vote to say, Hillsborough, you go first, you're ready to go first, but it's part of a larger regional plan, I think is just part of a process that you go through with a collegial body. And isn't it great that it was unanimous that this TBARTA board, which represents 7 different counties, really does see the Hillsborough Rail Plan as a first step towards a larger regional plan. And we're going to keep talking about that over the next 20 months because that is really the crux of what we're trying to achieve here.
TBARTA's meeting Friday morning at their offices at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus was billed as a board retreat. The TBARTA board also unanimously agreed to take over operations of the light rail system from HART, the county's bus and transit system, once the rail lines cross into neighboring counties. Iorio says she looks forward to HART signing a memorandum of understanding with TBARTA once that regional rail system is in place.
Again, we have to look long-term here, that for right now, HARTLINE is the group that is analyzing the rail, and if the voters vote for it, they will be the recipient of the funds, and they will be the organization that actually builds light rail and operates it. And that's great for the short term, even though short term's a lot of years. But one day, that light rail will cross over into Pasco. And one day, that light rail will cross over into Pinellas. And at that time, you need an overarching organization. And that's TBARTA.
Ed Crawford is Chief of Public Relations and Government Affairs with HART. Crawford calls TBARTA's decision to be a planning agency to support projects in the short term and a regional operating agency in the long term a very positive action.
Well, I think that's a really long-term view. Of course, the action came as a surprise, actually a very pleasant one. I think that the big issue that was settled today was support for it's going to be HART moving forward to do the project. The other part of that comes later, you know, when does TBARTA take over operation? That's something that's well down the road. If we don't have trains running for 8 to 10 years, then there's really nothing to discuss, and the line that we're talking about doesn't cross county lines anyway.
TBARTA's executive director, Bob Clifford, says the board had a really good discussion about the Transit Authority's future role, including supporting the local entities.
It was really two things. One is being supportive of the concept of allowing counties to go forward as they're ready, and Hillsborough indicating they may be first to be supportive of that effort, and also to agree on the idea that as we cross county lines, we're going to need one operator, not many operators. And determining how we're going to get there. We'll start working on that via interlocal agreements and others, but start to get to that role.
The TBARTA board unanimously agreed to help counties furthest from Tampa to get their transit plans in place. That includes helping Hernando and Citrus counties with a bus system and also assisting Sarasota and Manatee counties with their transit options. Nora Patterson is a Sarasota County Commissioner.
But we have a small starts application in, and it is to buy the rail corridor for what will be a very viable part of TBARTA's current long-range plan. It's already there.
TBARTA Board Vice Chair Frank Hibbard, Mayor of Clearwater, emphasized that adopting a master transit plan remains the group's primary focus. At a Hillsborough County Commission meeting earlier this week, Mark Sharp mentioned a meeting he had with Mayor Iorio and others regarding mass transit. That caused Rose Ferlita to question why the County Commission was not involved, because it's the body that will decide whether to place a sales tax for transit referendum on the ballot. Mayor Iorio says that everyone has to be involved to form a consensus about what transit projects the community wants and about the correct referendum language.
I was sorry that happened because we all need to work together in the most positive way. So if there's any misunderstanding from anyone, then I just want to work to clear that up. I think it's important to work with a group of stakeholders in this. I mean, we try to bring together people who we think represent large groups that will be interested in formulating a strategy for getting the referendum passed. We don't in any way mean to exclude anybody, nor certainly the Hillsborough County Commission is the focal point of all this because they determine whether or not it gets on the ballot or not.
The Florida legislature gave TBARTA $2 million in startup funds last year, but that funding runs out in June. Executive Director Bob Clifford says the deadline might be extended during the legislature's regular session that begins on Tuesday.
We've been making sure we've been in contact with our legislative delegation, the governor's office and others, and they've all been very supportive of our efforts, understanding it is difficult times and they'll have to address that. But we believe we've made great progress and hope to continue that in the future.